All right, so today we're doing something a little different.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, nice.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Sort of.
We're not actually going there, like, in person.
Ah, I see.
But we've got this really interesting account of somebody's, like, just normal lunch outing in Amsterdam.
Interesting.
And it's amazing how much you can kind of, like, learn about a place, even from something as simple as, like, someone just describing their lunch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you pick up on little details about, the culture and daily life.
Yeah, exactly.
You
Exactly.
wouldn't get from a travel guide.
Right. Totally. And this one's packed with observations about all sorts of things.
It's like what? Give me a taste.
Okay, so we've got transportation, food, even a little bit of like street style, Amsterdam style.
Ooh, intriguing. Let's dive in.
Okay, so first up, trains. Apparently, like 15 years ago,
Okay.
the train situation in Amsterdam was like so bad.
Really?
Yeah, the trains were so infrequent that this person actually had to drive to work.
Wow, that's not what you'd expect from the Netherlands, right? All about bikes and being eco-friendly.
I know, right? It's kind of surprising.
Yeah, so what's changed?
Well, it sounds like things have improved a lot.
Oh, good.
Now they have like four trains an hour going to Amsterdam Central Station.
Four trains an hour.
It's better than nothing, right? But
It does make you wonder, like, is
ugh.
that really enough for a major city? Especially compared to somewhere like Japan, where some train lines have, like, less than 30 seconds of delay per year.
I know, right? Imagine that, 30 seconds a year.
Incredible. That's the gold standard of punctuality, right?
Talk about efficiency, huh?
It's really a testament to their planning, their technology, their culture.
Yeah, if we could get that level of reliability here, it would be a game changer.
Absolutely. It would transform commuting.
But anyway, back to our Amsterdam lunch. So this person went to this place called Luetje,
Luce.
and it's located in this beautifully restored building. It's called the Noordhollandse
Noordhollandse. Yeah, it's a great example of Amsterdam's architectural heritage. A lot of history there.
Right. And the way they describe it, it sounds so charming. Like you walk down these stairs from the visitor center, and then you enter this long room with these small windows overlooking the water towards Damrak.
Damrak, yeah, that's a central area, right? So
Yeah.
you've got this view of the water. Sounds nice.
Yeah, really nice. And the best part, lunch with drinks and coffee was under 20 euros per person.
Wow, that's a steal, especially in a city like Amsterdam.
Right. Makes you wonder if that's typical or if they just found a hidden gem.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know, like, from a local's perspective, is that considered affordable or is it more geared towards tourists?
It's a good point. I mean, food prices can tell you a lot about a city.
Absolutely. It can give you insight into the cost of living, the local economy, all of that.
Okay, so now for the fun part. On the way back to the station, our Amsterdam explorer spots someone who looks like, get this, Indiana
No
Jones.
way, like full on indie.
Yeah, hat, the whole look, even the camouflage shorts.
Camouflage shorts
Yeah.
in Amsterdam. That's bold.
It's very Amsterdam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you never know what you're gonna see.
I love that unexpected, that quirky kind of vibe.
Exactly. It makes the city feel so much more alive, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it speaks to their sense of individuality, their willingness to just be themselves.
Totally. So then, even though they kind of forgot which train to catch, they found the right platform and hopped on within like a minute.
So the train system, while maybe not as punctual as Japan's,
Right.
still sounds pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, they mentioned display screens, friendly voice announcements, you know, things that make traveling a little bit easier.
Makes a nice change from the 10, 12 hours they mentioned spending hunched over a laptop for work.
I know, right? Sometimes you just got to appreciate those little moments where technology actually makes life better.
Absolutely, those little wins.
So there you have it, a simple lunch in Amsterdam. But we've uncovered all these interesting insights from transportation to architecture to the city's unique personality.
It just goes to show, right? Paying attention to the everyday details can really unlock a deeper understanding of a place.
And it makes me wonder, like, if a quick lunch can be so revealing, what other hidden gems are we missing in our own everyday lives? You know?
It's a good question, something to think about.
Yeah, definitely something to think about.
Thanks for taking us to Amsterdam.
Anytime. Anytime. All right, that's it for today's deep dive.
Until next time.
See you later.